The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're Generation X, laughing at the world today. We're getting older, but we're still gonna play.
Stop calling me Tampon Tim. I had nothing to do with tampons. Nothing. I have nothing to do with tampons. I had to buy maxi pads for my mom once, and I was so embarrassed I had to walk down to the Hilo discount store and go in and buy her those maxi pads. I mean, they're gigantic, but stop calling me Tampon Tim. I am not running for vice president. So there.
Why do they, they call him Tampon Tim?
Well, certain people do. They call him Tampon Tim because he signed a bill that they had to put tampons in both restrooms in Minnesota.
Oh.
Because they thought
Prince was just because you, yeah, I just thought it was just because you eat tampons.
Only when I'm locked in a closet. Remember that joke?
I wouldn't have made it if it hadn't been for those barbecue potato chips.
All right. That's an old joke. Look it up. Get out your Blanche Knotts, truly tasteless joke books, and look those up. Yes, we officially have a vice presidential candidate. He is a 60-year-old woodshop teacher. No, he looks like a teacher, doesn't he? Just looks like a regular, normal old dude.
His name,
Tim Walz.
Hello, Walz.
Hello.
How'd things go for you today? You're the vice president.
That's funny because I never heard Willie Nelson's version first. I heard the parody version first.
Parody? You mean the cover?
The drunk Walz.
Oh, I never heard that.
Hey, Walz.
Hello, hello.
Why? Basically, what it happens is the drunk guy comes home, talks to his Walz through the whole thing, and by the end of the song, he realizes he's in his neighbor's house, not his.
Oh, I've never heard that. I'll send it to you.
It's good.
Send it to me. Farron Young had a big hit with it, and there was this commercial that they used to play on syndicated TV, like TBS. It was sort of like the Freedom Rock commercial, but it was for country music. And they say, don't go
on over to the mountain.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Ben Clower will kick your ass. And hello, Walz. Hello. But there was also this. On the wings of a snow white dove.
On the wings of a snow white dove.
30 of the biggest hits in country music history.
I love all those songs, by the way. Those old, they're not shitty. I love those old goofy country songs.
Yeah, I love them too.
What Conway Twitty do? You didn't like it when I was playing them in the car.
Well, you got to play them in the order of those shitty old commercials. That's the only way you know them.
Do you know that sometimes when I hear an intro of a song, especially an oldie or an outro or just a certain part of a song, it'll trigger that commercial and I expect it to cut away to that other song.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Oh, sure.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Is that Freedom Rock?
Hey, man, is that Freedom Rock?
Yeah, man.
Well, turn it up, man.
All I want
for... Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck, feeling dirty and gritty. So anyway, congratulations to Tim Walz. I thought it was Waltz, but it's not. It's Walz.
They named a freeway after Prince.
You did.
I know. It's every timeline I have, at least one story pops up to tell me about it. I'm like, cool.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about any of them. How about that? Isn't that interesting? Well, I do, but nobody else does. And you can't say which one you like because there's going to be 10 people that go, "Fuck you, you jerk. I don't like them. And you're a jerk and you think that." Okay. Sorry. Well,
at least this guy's got a sense of humor. What was the first thing he said? I'll be glad to debate Vance if he don't mind getting up off his couch.
Yeah, and then he did that thing. Do you see what I did there?
Yeah, I know. He did the dad joke.
But also, it's not true.
He just made out with that couch. He didn't actually penetrate the couch.
Somebody said that there's a page in his book, and they gave you a line of pages that said that J.D. Vance said in his book that he had sex with a couch. No journalist went and looked and found that that's not in there at all and that it wasn't true. But now it is true that he f***ed the couch. I saw people on 4chan yesterday trying to get it going that Tim Walz has a micro penis. That he eats horse jizz. I said, you know, that's not gonna resonate with America
stick. I don't think.
No, well, it'll stick. Yeah, but, I mean, those things don't work. You don't do it. You know, they already got it. They got the weird thing. Oh, he's weird. He's weird. Donald Trump is weird. Well, yeah, he's weird. Everybody's weird, right?
All this shit is weird. This whole thing is weird.
This whole thing is insane.
We're not
learning anything about these people. We're not learning anything about them at all, about the world and this and that. All we're learning about is this stupid shit. It is really the Kardashians meets WWF meets or WWE Kardashians. What else is it? It's just
it's surreal life.
The surreal election. Life, yeah.
That's what it is. You're right. That's it. That's right. That's it right there.
I'm voting for Macy Gray.
I try to run the USA, but I choke. I get us into wars and to rumble. She had so many hits. I wonder.
She's hilarious on there, too, on the Surreal Life.
She's funny.
She's totally whacked out on edibles the whole time.
Is she? So yeah. She's like Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
she seems like she would be cool to hang out with. But it's also a tester for me is if that song comes on that Tim was singing and somebody gets crunk about it, nope, we're not going to be friends.
No.
Definitely not.
What else do we have to say? This is just, we're just living in crazy times. We are living in crazy, crazy times. In England, there's crazy shit going on. In Ukraine, there's crazy shit going on. In Israel and Hamas.
I don't know. I'm going to have to put on my thinking cap for this one.
Well, we're both going to have to put on our thinking caps.
Sorry, I only built one.
So let's move on to something that was designed to make us laugh and forget about all of our problems and forget about all the social ills and forget about the culture war. And that would be the Joe Rogan special. Oh, wait, that's all he talked about was the culture wars. On top of his tits sweating and his orange shirt, which was very distracting. That was very unpleasant to look at. It was very disrespectful and made me think of Barney Frank. It made me think of Barney Frank. Do you remember Barney Frank, who was a congressman from Massachusetts?
Yeah, I remember Barney. He didn't wear his suits a little too small.
Sometimes, but he also one time appeared in Congress and wore a shirt and... I'm going to read you a tweet to commemorate that, because this is all I kept thinking about while I was watching Joe Rogan. In December of 2011, Donald Trump tweeted this. Barney Frank looked disgusting, nipples protruding in his blue shirt before Congress. Very, very disrespectful. The shirt was, again, it's this whole thing with these guys. You know, he's got the middle-aged weightlifter, you know, belly, the bulge.
Yeah.
They're just trying to get out. Just the sweat. Dude, come on, wear a shirt. Wear something absorbent. Put some antiperspirant under.
Yeah, wear a t-shirt underneath.
Try not to wear orange on stage.
Right.
Yeah.
And on top of that, try to tell jokes that are funny. I used to like Joe Rogan's stand-up. His last special, I wasn't too interested in. This one, I thought, okay, he has an opportunity to be funny. Really, really funny. He had energy. He had good timing. The crowd was really into it, but there were jokes that just to me kept falling flat. I wasn't that interested in it. Did everyone else watch it?
It was humorous, but I think I only laughed one time.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. It was humorous. You know, I appreciated some of the things he was saying. The only time I laughed within a 1 or 2 minute segment of it, and it took 23 minutes to get a belly laugh out of me. And that's when he said the pregnant man emoji looks like Bert Kreischer.
Yeah.
And then he said the regular man emoji. The regular man emoji looks like the guy the Tiger King f***s in prison, which I thought was f***ing funny.
But it's probably funnier even in the way you're delivering it.
He delivered it well. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
I think he got about halfway through, and it's a live show, and I think he started panicking and just regurgitating old jokes.
Wow. Probably everybody was so it didn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, that's like when you watch, I can't hardly watch anything like that where I'm just have to get through it, especially when there's stuff like you could watch, I could watch Mulaney's Comeback Kid again. I could watch that 20 times and laugh every single time. And it's so brilliant. And then you'll watch something like that and you're like, what is this shit?
Right. Not even
in the same stratosphere.
He was playing particular crowd, that's for sure.
And I will say he wasn't rusty. I bet he's been working out that material at that comedy club that he opened since he opened it.
Yeah, I don't think so either. That's what I mean. He was full of energy. He didn't have to think or struggle to get the jokes. Of course, he got some blowback because
he said the gay F word.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
What's the gay F word?
Thug.
No, it's not. I know what you're talking about.
English, British cigarette.
Yes.
Yeah.
Daniel Daddario on Variety. In Variety said, Joe Rogan's Burn the Boats, a self-styled provocateur's jokes feel decades too late. I don't believe in any of that stuff. I know. You can say whatever you want, and then this guy can write whatever he wants. And so the world goes. So the world goes. They just simply, a lot of them felt a little weird. And he was honest when he goes, if you're getting vaccine advice from me, is it really my fault?
Yeah.
I think that his contributions to our culture at the time right now that we live in are probably greater than his stand-up.
It was funnier than the Cat Williams special.
Hell yes, it was. Everything. Well,
those contributions that he's giving, he is important, but not in the world of comedy.
No.
At all.
You don't have to be everything. I mean...
Well, that's how we started.
To be the pillar,
actor, comedian.
The pillar of stand-up, you know, people call him the king of comedy. And it's like, no, he's very much in that sense like Bert Kreischer, where he surrounds himself with people and they assume him as the status of a great stand-up comedian. And it's just...
That's a good point. That's a good point. I do think he's funnier. He's a better stand-up comedian than Bert, but Bert tells better stories and gets more laughs.
Yeah.
But as far as podcast hosting goes, Kreischer has his lane, but I think Joe is definitely the king of that.
Oh, for sure.
And he has interesting people on, like the guy who wrote the book about the Nazis taking speed. And then he wrote the follow-up book about Nazis developing LSD. Just what you need, a bunch of tripping Nazis spreading their message of peace and love throughout the world.
I liked him on news radio.
I did like him on news radio.
That's where I prefer to leave it.
He didn't look like a monster then. Like a sweaty titted monster in an orange shirt coming after you down the street.
The dragons dance, and men are like dust under their feet.
We must strike while we have the advantage.
The Prince Regent is angry. There's no telling what he will do.
We march now toward our annihilation.
The House of the Dragon season finale aired last week. To me, it felt like a 70-minute trailer for season 3 because nothing happened at all.
Mm-hmm. You got that cool flash-forward vision, but that was about it.
That was cool.
And they resolved the thing with Matt Smith and his sister or cousin or whatever the hell she is.
Excuse me, this is Walder Frey. I have some thoughts about this show. Why weren't a bunch of people and innocent children massacred at a wedding? Why didn't Arya Stark jump out of nowhere and kill the main protagonist from all 8 seasons?
She's like negative 1,000 years old at this point.
I don't care. That's the kind of thing I expect from Game of Thrones. Where was the Hound?
The Hound is negative 900 years old.
Well, it was boring. It was as boring as the 3rd Harry Potter movie. No, the 4th. What was the one with the cup? Anyway. Anyway, I wish they'd all come to my house so I could kill them all. Rob Stark is a pussy, and I had his throat slit in front of his mother, and then I killed her. What? You don't remember?
Wasn't it called the Red Wedding? Is that right?
That was because the bride was on her period.
I don't believe that was on the invitation.
She was pregnant, so I don't think she was.
They wrote the invitations in it with her menses. Well, I'm old and dead, and I'm forgetful, and this bit has run way too long. So I'm going to go watch Arya Stark's TikTok. She's of age now.
She's got so many different mouths because of all the faces.
That's why I love her. Put on the Hermione mask. Yes, from the first movie. All right.
It's news, trailers, and trends with Steph.
Why RFK would take this cub that he saw get hit in the road, and he was going to eat it. That was his thing. He was going to skin it or something, and then he forgot about it. And then he just dumped it into Central Park and let some lady stumble upon it and make this mystery for 10 whole years. Why would he do that?
Well, like I said, I was in a hurry. And we were going to skin it and eat it, but I didn't, you know, we would have had to leave it there.
Why did he do that to the bear? I think he was just lazy.
I mean, just the whole scenario, because they said that there's pictures of him holding the bear's carcass up to his face.
There is. I've seen it. He's laughing.
And him like, laughing. Mm-hmm. And he's supposed to be some big animal lover.
Like when he's holding up the goat that everybody tried to say was a dog, but it was a goat and he's pretending to eat it. He's a funny guy. I mean, look, he's just a rich guy, right? The Kennedys, they're all rich. He's got this problem with his boys.
So they just do shenanigans, I guess.
Of course. Roseanne's show was the best place to bring it up?
Yeah. I mean, this guy has hit rock bottom. He's doing Roseanne's podcast. Started out with Rogan. I did Tim Dillon. Unfortunately, did Tucker Carlson. But next to him, Roseanne.
So what's it like being a Canadian? Who shot your uncle? Who shot your father? So why should I vote for you and not Donald Trump? Donald Trump's going to make America better again or great again. Well, I don't know. Here I am doing a stand-up special. You got to get it from Fox Nation.
She hangs out at Rogan's Club all the time.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I moved to Austin, Texas because I got tired of living on a pineapple farm in Hawaii.
I said it burned down last year.
I don't know what happened to it. That was a space laser. I have my roof painted blue. I didn't get the memo to do that. I just took Ambien.
Okay.
Well, it's kind of sad. David Lynch, he's not retiring, but he does have emphysema. So
he does.
So he can't get out and do what he did. But give it up to him. He says that he loved smoking, and he just, I think he still misses it, and he doesn't regret it, but he does in a way, because he can't breathe.
He can't. Have you ever gone to David Lynch Theater, his YouTube channel?
No.
Yeah,
it's fun. Yeah. A lot of the weird music that he makes, and also he takes these clips from these movies that are in public domain and overdubs them.
Oh, wow.
There's one called The Moon's Glow, I highly recommend. It's funny.
Was this like when we were kids and we'd watch Sanford and Son with the volume off and you would do all the voices?
Did that happen?
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't record it. I'd be canceled. But yes, similar to that.
Today is Wednesday, August 7th, and if you can believe it, tomorrow will be Thursday.
You guys apparently haven't ever seen those.
Yeah, he does them every day, yeah.
Yeah.
That's really good, though, Tim.
And if you can believe it, you've been seen with birds, Jack.
No, I won't get that again. I love that, by the way. What did Jack do? If you've never seen it, go check it out right now. Go ahead, Steph, sorry.
Oh, well, I don't think a lot of people could believe what caused French pole vaulter Anthony Ammirati to not be able to clear.
I believe that. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you saw the replay, dude's packing. We can all tell that Molly's getting offered a couple, like $250,000 by some porn company to go on camera for like 60 minutes and like jerk it around, slap it around a little bit.
Just to slap it around a little bit. Play with your packing ball.
Just show people. Let them see what, let them look at it.
No, I got a proposition for you. Pull out that big hog of yours that you couldn't get over the pole vault with and start twirling around through the helicopter. $250. You don't even have to get hard. I don't care what turns you on. Just let me see that big of yours. Why don't you get it hard? Take another run at the pole vault and bounce over on your cock. Let's see if that works, huh?
Oh, God. Yeah. You get to do the scene with Mike Myers in that disco movie whenever he's like,
I want to suck your. You kiss your mother with that mouth?
Do you know I've never seen that movie? Studio
54?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It looked bad, so I didn't go see it.
I am excited about this. Chipotle is launching their first ever beauty product. It is a lip gloss, and it's called Lipotle. And the reason why this is a lip gloss that once you do the two-step process by this one company that makes it, I can't remember the name of it, but either way, you can eat so many burritos, like 10 hours worth of burritos.
Yeah. So it's and a lubricant.
The lip gloss does not come off.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's it goes on like green and shiny, like guacamole.
I'm sure this will sell really well in the adult film industry.
Now, does it have flavors? Does it taste like barbacoa?
No, it doesn't taste like barbacoa. Mm-hmm. But
it's queso flavored.
It looks like guacamole. It sprays on green, and then you let it set for 10 minutes while the cadmium gets the cancer into your system real good. Then you take a napkin and then you wipe it off, and then you have a natural rosy hue that stays on for 10 hours.
Beyond lips.
But it's Lipotle. It's $29.
And if you go into a Chipotle wearing it, they'll give you two extra tiny pieces of the chicken.
Yeah. Well, you've seen those people on TikTok that go in and fight with the people working there. Like, yep. People working there have anything to say about it. Yeah, man, put more in there. I can't do the accent.
You said it was what, $29?
$29, yeah.
Well, don't worry. Just buy one of them, and when you get food poisoning, they'll give you like six of them for free.
No doubt.
That's their business model.
Yep. Hey, put more cheese on that. Fuck you, bitch.
Our meat is not made out of tires.
I said pinto beans, bitch.
They compared this Lipotle to the sensory experience that one achieves by standing in the line to make your bowl or your burrito.
Okay.
Apparently, that's a very deep experience for some people, sensory-wise.
Mo's is going to be putting out a Chipotle-flavored douche.
Welcome to Mo's!
You mean enema?
Yes, enema. Well, you don't need an enema if you're eating it.
Well, so you just cut out the middle, man.
That's right. I don't like
the middle hole.
I like Chipotle, but I don't like their queso. I love, but you know, for queso and burrito, you can't beat what's that something street?
Oh, Bell Street.
Bell Street. They're the best. They're the best.
Yeah, Bell Street's pretty good. I'll give you that.
They grill the burrito. It's, you know, it's not all, you know, nice. Mealy.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's a nice burrito.
It is a good burrito.
Episode is brought to you by Taco Bell.
That's right.
We talked about this in the Patreon. Me and Jeff were both kind of sparring a little bit, but the Lions and the Giants, they play this Thursday in their first preseason game, and it got a little chippy out there. Got pretty chippy. And some heavy big fines were way late on both of them, a couple hundred grand each for getting too out of pocket. So we're hoping that they kill each other this Thursday. We're very excited about it.
You hope so?
Yeah, I am.
It's a preseason game. Nobody's going to give a shit.
Well, maybe they'll throw batteries.
Maybe there'll be a grudge match now after the fight.
That's at least the first season. The first game that they play each other this season, which they do play each other this season in the regular. But anyway, do you guys know who Aiden Ross is?
No, I had no clue who he was until I saw him do the thing with Trump. Is he a YouTube influencer?
Yes, he's a streamer. He's worth about $40 million from playing basketball with whatever Y2K, NBA, Y2K. Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah. So he gave Trump a MAGA-themed Cybertruck with a picture from his assassination attempt. That's a wrap. Because this is real. This is real life that we live in. We live here.
I love being reminded of what happened all the time. I love being reminded of it. Like, well, you know, look, more people will see that truck than will see the attempt on CNN or MSNBC because they don't talk about it. I mean, I took a shot. I got shot for America. I got shot for America. I got shot. And if you notice, I don't do them as much as I used to. So it's, and he's got an older voice now, and he's a little more like this. So I question it in my head whether it's worthwhile doing or not. But I would love to drive this ridiculously stupid, overly priced, ugly metal truck that looks like something out of a video game from 1987. It's beautiful.
Is the trunk slammed on like two half pairs of shoes?
He also gave him like a $50,000 Rolex.
He gave Trump a $50,000 Rolex?
Yeah, first. And then after that, he went outside and gave him the truck.
Gosh, you know, things have been tough for me with all these lawsuits and fines and everything, but I'll take the watch. I'll take the car. I want Elon and I are doing an interview together. I can't wait to talk to Elon. Elon Musk, he runs Twitter, and he and Peter Thiel, they started... What is it, PayPal? It's fantastic. J.D. Vance, all of us are so good. We're going to go to J.D. Vance's house and sit on his couch. I got a birthday present for Don. Here's a Rolex. I hope you won't watch me.
I'm going to give
you Melania. I'm giving Baron the truck.
Well, Colin Jost, I don't know if you guys saw him as the surfing correspondent for the Olympics. He got mangled like repeatedly the entire week, and he finally just ended up leaving.
Hated it. Why did the job? He hated it. There was no reason for him to be there.
He got hurt on the coral reef, right? He tore his toes up, and then he got a staph infection. Then he got an ear infection. And
how's he going to host Jeopardy with all that sickness?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so maybe that's what it is, because as that was another part of here is that he's going to be hosting Pop Culture Jeopardy, a spinoff of Jeopardy, and it's going to be on Prime. Yes. And people will be playing in teams of three.
Okay. Let's get on there.
I would do it, because it's all...
How is this Jeopardy?
It's only pop culture. It's only pop culture. No.
Start asking questions about stuff that happened between 2010 and now, and I will lose.
Is that all your new stuff?
That's it. That's it. I don't know. There may be somebody else who wants to pop in here and give us some news. Possibly even from the past.
It's time for Casey's Time Machine. Hello, August 2024. This is Casey Kasem, zooming from August of 1998, when I was still alive. Top movies of the country right now are Saving Private Ryan, which spawned the 2002 classic Saving Ryan's Privates, which I enjoyed quite immensely. Also in theaters, there's Something About Mary. Here's a fun fact. Cameron Diaz's hair gel scene was totally improvised, because when you run out of plot, you slap some jizz on it and call it comedy. Halloween H2O, 20 years later. Jamie Lee Curtis was paid $5 million for her role because nothing says, I care about the sequel, like showing up for the paycheck. Blade. Wesley Snipes did his own stunts, proving that even in Hollywood, you can evade more than just taxes. Armageddon. Deep Impact already did it. Lethal Weapon 4. They were too old for this shit 11 years previous. The top five songs on August 10th of 1998, The Boy Is Mine by Brandy and Monica. That song was 1998's best-selling track in the United States. Proof that nothing sells like a musical catfight over a guy who's probably not worth it, and also in jail. You're Still the One by Shania Twain. I'm still the one who gets a hard-on for Shania Twain, even though I'm dead. Adia by Sarah McLachlan. That's a song about a dog chained to a fence out in the backyard. And coming in at number five, Make It Hot by Nicole featuring Missy Misdemeanor Elliott and Mocha. And finally, I'd like to say happy birthday to one of my favorite people of all time. The Dallas Ripper, a.k.a. the Eyeball Killer, Charles Albright. This is Casey Kasem saying, keep it in your pants, but if you can't, keep it in the family.
In the podcast universe, well, there's news. People keep speculating that Kill Tony, and I don't know if it's confirmed or not, it may be, might be moving to Netflix or is moving to Netflix. I think that Tony Hinchcliffe hinted at it. Does anyone have any update on that, or does anybody know about that for reals?
I wouldn't be surprised if Netflix tried to get it, and they have unlimited resources to pay them. So
true.
Yeah. And he, I mean, that's what they're pushing. The rumor mill just keeps pushing that's what's happening. And it's usually these kind of rumors, if they are rumors, they usually die before now. And it just keeps going.
Keeps going. And we kind of speculated about that during the Tom Brady roast. But I think it's a bad move. It's good for him. And I think it's well deserved. Okay. I think it's good for his bank account. And it's not that he doesn't deserve it. But people love Kill Tony, and they love it on YouTube because they can watch it. They can watch it premiere, they can chat, they can communicate with each other, leave comments and stuff. None of that stuff exists on Netflix. And here's the other thing. If he gets a deal with Netflix, he better keep all of his old episodes on YouTube, because I don't know if anybody remembers this, but when Norm Macdonald Live went to Netflix, all the episodes were removed from YouTube, even though now, like, everybody keeps posting them or clips of them and you can find them anywhere you want. But it was just a weird thing that happened to him. And again, these things, people like to communicate and talk shit about the comics. They feel like they're a part of the show. If you move it to Netflix, you lose all that. You're going to have to go to like Reddit and do that instead of just being right there watching the video and commenting in real time. But like I said, it's not that I don't think he deserves it. He's a funny guy and he's put an awful lot of work. I mean, how long has that been on? Over 10 years? 10 years, maybe?
Yeah.
So. You know, I wish him all the money in the world, but I don't know, you fuck up your fan base doing stuff like that. Other than that, I haven't watched anything. I hope Jeff's on that podcast this week.
Yeah, we'll see what happens tomorrow. I listened to Jack Black on Conan O'Brien just to see if they'd talk about the Australia thing, but it was obviously taped before that.
Well, news today is that Jack Black said Tenacious D.
Yeah, he said Tenacious D will get back together eventually.
Yeah, of course. These things take time.
Yeah.
But it's weird. Kyle Gass posted an apology, then he took it down.
He went through the motions. They can't say that he didn't put one up.
Yeah.
I'm just going to guess that Steph put something about Crack Amico up here.
I just put it on there since you were talking about Kill Tony, just about how that song, how brutal. It was so brutal.
Going after the Austin.
Oh, yeah. Going after Tony and going after. Oh, my God. He went after Tony so bad. And Joe and the whole crew. Adam Ray, he went after everybody.
I wonder if that'll be on Red Bar. Probably.
Well, it's interesting, you know, because Tim Dillon, he's in tight with all these guys, and he's a fan of Crack Amico.
Yes.
Which I haven't seen old Crack go after Tim Dillon.
Tim Dillon is so far above all of the podcast comedians. I don't even think his stand-up is that great. But he is just, his monologues... fucking amazing. And I know people don't like him. I don't care. I think his monologues are great.
Oh, I love him. He does a really good job of the whole saying something in threes.
Yep.
To really drive it home.
He took a comedy class.
He must have, but he is fantastic. Just the shit. I when he goes off at the end and he'll make up these scenarios.
Uh-huh.
Oh God. That's my favorite thing in the whole wide world. When he makes up characters and then, like, their feelings, just all of it.
Talking about that movie that they show at the Sphere that Steven Soderbergh directed, you know, that some of us aren't going to come back. Some of you aren't going to come back. And that's the deal you make. Some of you aren't going to come back. Radio Labyrinth is brought to you by Atlanta Pizza in Euro. Here's the thing about Atlanta Pizza in Euro. It's not in Atlanta, but they call it Atlanta Pizza in Euro. It's in Conyers. Why don't they call it CPG? I don't know. It tastes really good. I don't care. Meanwhile, over in Conyers, they have proudly been serving the East
metro Atlanta area for over 40 years. That's a lot of pizza and gyros. By the way, is it gyro or gyro? Atlanta Pizza and Gyro is the place to be all summer long. They have over 16 ice cold craft beers and ciders. What's wrong with just drinking cider out of a plastic jug in October like you're supposed to? No, you can drink it all the time, especially at Atlanta Pizza and Gyro. Many others are also available in bottles and cans. Look, they have the best gyros, pizzas, hot subs, and Greek and Italian specialties around, okay? Stop by Monday through Friday from 11 to 9 p.m. and Saturday from 12 to 9 p.m. They're closed on Sundays. Why don't they close on Saturday? On Tuesday nights, they have team trivia from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Bring your smartest friends and test your trivia knowledge, okay? Against the best Conyers has to offer, like Dustin. They also have a food truck. Contact Mike at 770-483-6228 for more details or to schedule an event. He also says, thank you for listening to the best podcast around and for all your business and continued support.
Hey, do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens since 2005 with fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
Guys, are you reading the online comments?
Gotta read some of these comments.
I'm loving your guys' comments.
You're reading your own comments?
Yeah, they're really good. I worked hard on them.
The secret is, don't read the comment cards.
All right, you want to read some YouTube comments?
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Mark Gardner says, great show, people. Most times I listen on a long walk on trails on Saturdays. Today, I was bitten several times by those bloody gnats. Got 7 miles in, and you guys had the first hour. Thanks.
Aww.
I'm seeing Mark in a couple of days.
Oh, okay.
He said I got 7 in. They didn't say miles.
Well, what did he get? 7 hours?
No, inches.
You going to take him some Avon Skin So Soft? Keep those gnats away.
Oh. That's what he sounds like sometimes. Jack G wrote, man, I spit out my water when Tim was talking about Jeff's Uncle Snake Jerky. Loving the show. Keep it up, guys. What did I say about Jeff's uncle's?
I just didn't believe that I had snake jerky before.
Oh.
You know, you said you thought he told you it was snake jerky.
Roby said The Shield is so good. I am going to start watching it because of Steph.
Oh, it is so good. Yes. I'm already in season 3, Tim. And it gets... Dustin, you watched all of it, right?
Yeah, but back when it was out. I could probably
you
watch
tell me what happened to Captain Aceveda. I wasn't expecting that.
Mike Diefenbach says Maya Rudolph coming back as Kamala is must see TV. I can't disagree, I guess. Alexander says, Tim, please do a podcast with Larry, Eric, and Southside Steve. We need to hear the regular guys one more time. Thank you. Yes, that refers to the Eric Von Hessler, the boss of the Von Hessler Doctrine, had a birthday party at his house over the weekend that I went to. And both Southside Steve and...
Yeah, come on.
Larry Wax, Petitong, were there, and we got together for a picture, and that's probably the most interaction I've ever had on a social media post. A lot of people want us to do a podcast together.
Why don't you?
I'd be more than happy to do it. It's just logistically tough. Let's see. We have two more comments. Another one from Roby, who says, since I moved down here to the hill country of Texas, I find myself quietly singing the open line of Green Acres to myself. Well, I don't live in Texas, and I still sing that theme song to myself whenever I pass a talking pig, or just a pig in general, because, you know, Arnold didn't talk.
I want him to sing the theme from Lothar of the Hill People. Lothar okay. of the Hill People.
Maybe he will do that. And then one more comment from Mike Diefenbach, who says, is Jeff Leboff's interview with Jerry Seinfeld archived on the Mansfield University site? And I couldn't find it anywhere.
Yeah, I couldn't find it either. I looked.
I found it on archive.org.
Oh, really?
I sent it to Mike. Yeah, what it is somebody took it and there's all sorts of, I don't know if they scanned it, whatever. It's just weird. It's there and I'll send it to you, Jeff, but I wouldn't even want to share it here because it's just garbled. It's I don't know how to explain it. There's like lorem ipsum fonts in there and text in there. It's bizarre, but I did find it.
Is
views.
Or.
And snooze.
Yeah, last week was Batman, Rogan, and Rebel Moon, which, of course, I'm not going to watch. You won't watch Batman, though, because the Penguin's a lady.
I watched the first one. I didn't know the Penguin was a lady, and I did not like it at all.
You didn't like Oswald, though?
No, I didn't. The Penguin is a douchebag. He's always been a meanie. I really didn't care for the young Penguin in that Gotham show, but it was still better than Lady Penguin or whatever. And this is a show. Harley Quinn is fat. Okay, get it. All right, fine. Go ahead.
All right, this week, Mr. Throwback comes on Peacock. This is by the Happy Endings team, starring Adam Pally as a down on his luck sports memorabilia dealer who went to high school with Steph Curry.
That's going to be a snooze for me.
Yeah, it looks pretty funny. And it'd be cool to see Steph Curry trying to act.
Yeah, that's true.
I do like Pally, though.
Yeah, I do, too. Umbrella Academy comes back for the final season this week. Been watching that.
Views.
I love that show. I watched the first season. I guess I should finish up.
Yeah. And Instigators, that movie. The Instigators from Doug Liman. This is his second movie after the Roadhouse remake. It's the Matt Damon, Casey Affleck movie. I think it looks good. I'm going to reuse it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll try it, but not because of the Roadhouse remake, in spite of.
Thank you, Jeff. Time for staff picks. If you want to,
I'll be Walder Frey again. Cleanse your House of the Dragon disappointment with every Arya Stark kill from Game of Thrones on YouTube. Click the link below.
I'm kind of obsessing about Game of Thrones again. So, I mean... rewatch. But again, it's one of those, you got to fast forward through an awful lot of shit.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Now that you know. But yeah, I'll randomly just watch it sometimes.
See, my staff pick is on Netflix. I finally got to watch the new Ghostbusters movie, and I actually enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was very good.
I liked it. Good story.
Former podcast guest in the post-credits scene.
Yep. Yeah, had Adam at the end. But yeah, I thought it was a good story. It had all the had all the surviving members there except Rick Moranis. But besides him, I mean, everybody, showed back up. The story was good. It actually had a lot of continuity with the first one. Yeah, I enjoyed it. So it's on Netflix now. If you hadn't seen it, give it a look.
Yeah, cool. It was very good. Mine's Vince Vaughn on Hot Ones. Pretty good episode.
I might have to check that out.
Yeah.
Did he make it very far?
Yeah, he made it.
How many times did he say baby?
You're a beautiful baby. Mine is, you guys ever watch those Honest Trailers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is a new one. It came out yesterday for Gymkhana. Oh, my God. I think it may be the funniest one I've ever seen. So it's 10 minutes long. Just go to YouTube and look up Honest Trailers and watch the Gymkhana Honest Trailer. It will kill you.
Cool. Thank you, guys. Trambles is my Monday morning audio version. Well, not version, but audio-only podcast in the Radio Labyrinth podcast feed, available in any podcatcher. Most recent episode, I talk about the Regular Guys show, the radio show I was on for a long time, how I met those guys. And I've decided that coming up, I will be doing some stories from my times with those guys, events and things as I recall them. And it was really cool to see those guys all together again. And I'll drop in bits that I have and stuff. I don't want to take away from Larry's Regular Guys review podcast, so I would check that out if I were you guys, if you're fans. Popcast, the podcast version of the Popcast right now, features Emily Russell and Chip Powell. They are from Whole World Theater. They are celebrating 30 years. That was a fun conversation. You can even hear me doing some improv with Chip. The radio version this weekend that you eventually get as a podcast is Randy Davidson, who is the founder and CEO of Georgia Entertainment. We talk about the industry and how all the schools in the state now are offering programs to people so they can get into the film industry and what it means to the economy of Georgia and any state that really has this kind of stuff. And then coming up soon, my third annual Dragon Con preview with Dan Carroll, who we've had on Radio Labyrinth a bunch of times, but I enjoy having him one-on-one as well. If you would like a cameo, a gift for a birthday or an event, just go to cameo.com and look for Tim Andrews. I believe it's Tim Andrews ATL, right, Dustin?
Yes.
I want to thank our Patreon producers. You can go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews and sign up at any level to get access to our Patreon-only show. Then there are other tiers that can get you other things like this and that. And we are going to have to update that soon. I really, really think we need to update that soon, which means I'll have to do it. So everybody out there, put your thinking caps on as to what kind of rewards we can give folks. But our executive producers all come in at the $25 level, and they are producers, so they get producer credit. I want to thank John Allen, our most recent producer, Matt Carter. John Allen is. Matt Carter's been with us a long time. Chris Chandler, Mike D, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Roby Neely, Jeff Peterson, Tim Slayton, Brian and Chelsea Smith. You guys are awesome, so we thank you very, very much. Listen, if you become a producer, you'll get a doodle, a printout of a doodle from me, and you can pick a t-shirt out of our t-shirt shop. And we'll order that and send it to your house. So that's all I got for this week. You guys have anything you want to say?
I won't be killing any more bear cubs. All right, well, until next week, yeah, keep it canon.
Keep it canon.
Keep it canon.
Well, they say all good things come to an end.
What's that got to do with this show?
Lost in the radio.